There's much in the readings this morning for all of us to ponder for some time. Briefly, three points. The first concerning the reading from the Acts of the Apostles, and St. Peter defending his right to heal someone in the name of Jesus and to bring him close to eternal redemption. Very simply put, he said, the politicians of this time of period in life are only empowered to act relatively. They do not have final authority over everyone. There's only one name in which salvation can be attained. That is the name of Jesus. Therefore, everyone is free to invoke Jesus and to listen to those whom Jesus has authorized to speak in their name. Our second reading, once again, recalls the close relationship between our Lord's love for us in ordinary things and that love that knows no bounds, that guarantees us everlasting life. All that he asks of us is that we love him in return. The baked fish and the bread and the preparation our Lord went into, it may seem to be a small thing, but it was intended to show his great love and point out where all of us, not just a few persons after the resurrection, could come to know the love of God. It was through his death that he demonstrated the, as we might say, the infinite character of that love, and it was in the breaking of the bread that we find, as it were, an intimate relation between our Lord and his love for us and the requiting of that love on our part. Never may, as we come close to him in that way, we know that if we are loyal to him and faithful, we will not fail to end in the glory of heaven. And the final point, well, it's coincidence, but it's an interesting one. This year, first Friday of April coincides in the Easter octave. Let us strive, as it were, to meditate upon the love our Lord has for us, the support that Our Lady gives us in returning that love, and especially draw closer as much as we can to his presence in our midst in the Holy Eucharist. Praise be Jesus and Mary.